Rated T for teen.
Red Mercury is influenced a lot by the films, both in the look that we're going for as well as some of the locations.
I've worked on a few levels for the whole of the game. Right now I'm working on Congo. The light bulbs are the lights. All these little icons here are the path nodes for the enemies to run around on. So this is to help the AI figure out where to go. So when they come running to this point, they know, oh, I can go hide over here, I can hide over here, I can hide behind there, and they'll pick one of those random spots to hide.
This is our Karma editor, and Karma is the physics-based real-time animation tool. Basically, when you see characters die and they fall over like dynamically over handrails, it's Karma. It's called adjusted set in the cat editor, which is where you can set mass properties and joint stiffness and damping.
This is where the motion capture comes into for editing purposes. What it allows you to do is take the raw motion capture data, clean it up, add keyframes to it, or even create motions entirely from scratch, depending on what type of motion you're trying to portray in the game. You can link their skeletal structures together. So say, for example, that if I actually rotate his skeleton, you can see how the corresponding character moves in relation to that. It's really useful because it allows you to kind of tackle animation situations with characters interacting that, for the most part, have been more problematic in the past. Basically, we want the commando soldiers in the game to behave like your action movie hero.
Okay, follow me! Go, go!
This is an example of a lip sync system that's in the Unreal engine in Red Mercury. What it does is it takes individual wave files based on the sound and the amplitude of the wave, and it'll actually include eyebrow movement for emphasis. And the beauty of the system is it's completely language independent because it takes the sounds and breaks them apart as the human voice produces sound, so it can be used for any language.
Crash site is around the corner! Check for survivors!
We also support a lot of multiplayer action in as well. We support two-player split-screen co-op mode, which are separate missions outside of the single-player campaign that you can unlock as you progress. We also support System Link if you have a LAN party, up to 16 players, and then we also support Xbox Live. And for those, we also support Deathmatch, Team Deathmatch, Capture the Flag, and Plant and Defuse the Bomb, and a VIP Rescue. So there's a wide range of experiences that people can have, from single player to co-op to multiplayer online.
Well, you know, I love these kind of games. These are the kind of games I like to play.
What'll make Red Mercury stand out is the fact that we're going for more cinematic and movie-style effects. We're trying to keep it so it's a faster-paced action movie, kind of like a summer blockbuster.
If you play it with a 5.1 surround sound system and it's on a big screen, I mean, you are in combat. You are in the middle of this war zone. It's intense.
Our game is about reloading, pulling back.
Rockets going off, there's mortars. We're in trouble. Your team is screaming and yelling at you. Boom.
Firing.
Trying to find cover.
You're being attacked.
Explosions are going off.
Shooting over your head.
Walls are shaking.
You're being ambushed.
Your helicopter gets hit and it's flaming in flames.
Leaning out.
Bullet holes and ricochets going all around you.
Trying to stay alive. You forget that you're playing a game. That's really what our goal is. Just forget that you're in this game and you're trying to give you a greater sense of presence.